6:30, good evening. I'm Sam Hall.
WNBC. Well, I guess we're officially into that Labor Day weekend here. We got occasional showers due in here tonight, possibly tonight. And Saturday, is it going to be cloudy or what?
Oh, brother, you can't even read the weather right.
Well, I'm trying.
The five sailboats. Listen closely.
The New York Sound.
50,000 watts, clear channel. This is the flagship station of the National Broadcasting Company. WNBC, New York. NBC Radio News, this is Don Doak.
Sitting gazing out our four-way picture windows. Taking it easy in front of the NBC cardboard fireplace. Reminding you that WNBC's Dynamite Dotson Duo comes Wednesday to the Great 66.
Five sailboats. Listen closely.
The New York Sound.
50,000 watts, clear channel. This is the flagship station of the National Broadcasting Company. WNBC, New York.
NBC Radio News, this is Don Blair reporting.
Allen is a hot dog of a place.
Do you recall?
WNBC.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello, what number is this?
You're number 8.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hello.
You're number 9. That's all right. Don't be a wuss. Hello.
Hello. Is this God's chosen disc jockey?
Yes, sir.
What number am I?
10.
Sorry about that.
Don't be a crybaby now. Hello.
Hi, Mr. Morning.
Hi, baby. Number 11.
Ah, bummer.
No, come on now. Don't be a little sissy about it, will you? Hello.
Yes, what number am I?
You're number 12, sir.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Hyman.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. You're number 13.
Number 13. I'm lucky 13.
It's all right. Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling about the contest.
You're number 14, sir.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yeah.
You're number 15, sir.
15?
Mm-hmm.
Shoot.
Hello.
Hello, I'm...
Hi, sir. You're number 16.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, I'm...
Hi, ma'am. You're number 17.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Hello. Hello.
Hi, Miss.
You're number 18, sir.
Oh, number 18?
Yep.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
You're number 19, sir.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. You're number 20.
Oh, thanks a lot.
That's right. Hello.
Hey, what number am I? I missed
21.
Hey, man, I'm close. Can I get some tickets?
Get away from me. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're number 22.
Oh.
Well, now, don't come on now. Hello.
Hey, I miss Howard. What number am I, man?
23.
You're kidding
now,
me.
Now, don't be a wussy.
Hey, I'm not going to be a wussy. Hey, man, how come you didn't win the disc jockey of the year?
I don't know.
Hey, we were rooting for you, you know? We got a whole bunch here standing around. We're all going for you, you know?
What call did I say you were?
23.
Why do you want to talk about the disc jockey thing? I won it 3 or 4 times. I got to get it somebody else once in a while.
Well, you know, you should be getting it this year, too.
Who is the best?
What?
Who is the best?
Hey, I'm Mrs.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
You're not going to believe this when I tell you.
I'm not a winner.
No, you're not. You're 24.
Oh, I'm going to die.
And don't do that.
Okay.
Then you make peace with the Lord now. Hello.
Hello, I'm Mrs.
How are you?
Okay, what's happening?
You won the sailboat.
I won the sailboat?
Yep.
You joking?
No, I'm not.
Hey.
You're call 25. You, isn't that great?
Hey, you're okay. Hey, you know, I saw you up at Jimmy's.
Yes, sir.
And after we saw you at Jimmy's, we went out and bought your album. You're okay.
Well, thank you very much. Going down there to see Dr. Hook in your bottom line area tonight.
Hey, right.
You don't seem too terribly excited about this sailboat.
Huh?
I said, you don't seem like you're thrilled to death.
I am, believe me.
Are you?
Yeah, you better believe it.
Did you do any sailing?
I had a boat last year and I almost drowned it.
So I well, it. You did?
Yeah, with the speedboat.
I wonder what this thing's worth.
I don't know.
Hobie 10 sailboat?
I don't know. I'm not too familiar with them.
Tell me you want the money instead of the boat.
How much is that?
I don't know. No, you ought to take the boat. It's a good deal.
Yeah, beautiful.
You know what else you win?
What's that?
What do you think?
$10,000. $20,000?
No. No, sir, you just took it away from me, you know. I like to do my primal.
I'll date with one of the girls from the beauty contest.
We'll talk about that later now, sir.
Okay.
Like to do a little of my primal therapy on the air, you know, and you just took that away from me.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry.
Could I holler Mommy Daddy, would you care? What's your name, sir?
Jim Daly.
Update People. The nation first heard a great deal about Connecticut Senator Weicker and the...
Get no sidemen to play behind the Lord.
Nobody wants to play rhythm guitar behind Jesus.
Everybody wants to be the lead singer in the band. Everybody wants to be the lead...
Radio News. Will Spence with a report from NBC's great $66,000 contest. Your chance to call in to win is coming up in minutes. Prizes furnished in exchange for promotional announcements. Void where prohibited. 66 WNBC. An equal opportunity employer.
Hey, for fantastic savings, up.
It's time now for No Night Nitrate.
WGAR.
Hi, this is Little Richard. You listen and you're aboard the Great Night Train with Norman Knight. The Night Train. Norman, come on.
Oh, the Night Hawk is here. The Night Train. Oh, Norman. Woo.
Good golly, Miss Marge.
Please don't turn off the tape. It's not over, but something happened, you see. So, stay tuned right here on whatever it is.
It's one of the questions that's been bothering me for many years.
I was so interested in Hank Ballard's shirt size. I found it interesting.
Was that in there? I missed it.
Yeah, that.
Look for the dirty part.
Anyway, we'd be here for the whole show, and we're going to play... Hi, Tom.
What's up?
Every once in a while, a celebrity walks by.
It's informal here. I love
Joe
it.
Joe Pine there, back from the dead. Love your streaking, Tom. Oh, what up in your Halley Celestia area now. So we're going to play all our favorite records, you know what I mean?
Hi, this is Joey D, and you're listening to Norman Knight aboard the Night Train.
Here's Joey D now.
Only in America.
Famous Jamboree, USA. WWVA, AM and FM Wheeling, a Screen Gems radio station.
Welcome to the Radio Bible Class.
Tell me the story.
Hey,
This is WAEM Radio, 250 watts, 680 kilohertz AM, 96.7 megahertz FM stereo. Jay Cotney, President. Operated by WAEM Radio Incorporated. Radio stations of variety for everybody in East Meadow, Long Island, New York.
This is Edwin Newman, critic at large. Edwin Newman, NBC News, New York.
Chairman with a V. The prizes are great. NWNBC's great 60.
Was I yelling, Maria?
I didn't realize
I was yelling.
I get all excited. Great $66,000 contest. You know what we're going to do next week? Great $66,000 contest.
I'll tell you about that later. Let's go on the contest now. Where was I? Oh,
I have a pair of tickets.
Oh, I'm sorry. There you go. I have a pair of tickets to the New York Experience to give away. If you're the seventh person to call me at Circle 6 1212, it's area code 212. 12. No, take two. That's area code.
I'll give you Dan Ingram's phone number before I'm done here, way I'm messing this up. That's area code 212-246-1212. Tell Dan I said hey.
Boom, boom, boom. And now, boom, boom, boom.
By Connie Francis.
Well, let's ask that question. Obviously, you can't buy a high-precision piece of electrical equipment for $10 or $15. You usually get what you pay for, a cheap tape recorder. However, you are in luck, because for a limited time only, I'm offering the Bob Vernon Supersonic Deluxe Portable Tape Recorder for $9.95, a real bargain. This high-fidelity recorder reproduces voices so that you would think the person speaking is right in the room with you. Truly an engineering masterpiece. I am speaking to you now by tape recording on the Bob Vernon Supersonic Deluxe Portable Tape Recorder. Send $9.95 plus $20 to cover postage and handling to Bob Vernon. Batteries not included.
No. Barry White.
Great classics of our time. Pennsylvania 65,000. 18 after 5 o'clock. Isn't it nice to be sitting here listening to the music of your life? Such a style. Keely Smith. 1100 WHLI, 20 and a half after 5 o'clock. It's a Saturday afternoon, late afternoon. Temperatures are very hot, 96 degrees presently, still sunny. You're looking for the greatest hits of all time. You've got the right place. 1100 WHLI, playing the music of your life.
Topsy, Part 2.
The home of the world-famous Jamboree, USA. WWVA AM and FM Wheeling, a Screen Gems radio station.
The Badoo Orchestra, the summer of 42. My name is Vernon. That's with a V.
The New York Sound.
50,000 watts, clear channel. This is the flagship station of the National Broadcasting Company. WNBC, New York.
NBC Radio News. This is...
is Don Doak.
66 WNBC is a good practices station. We belong to the radio code of the National Association of Broadcasters. We belong because we believe our listeners deserve professional programming and honest advertising. This is WNBC's standard of professionalism. WNBC cares, so you'll believe in us.
Good afternoon. Okay, I'm feeding it into Hazel now. Some computer.
Let's see. boo, Hazel, because June doesn't win. Tony Orlando and Dawn is not the answer. I'm sorry, June. You did not correctly identify the WNBC Dynamite Duo. However, as a consolation prize, I'm going to send you a pair of tickets to see the movie The Return of the Pink Panther at the Embassy 72nd Street Theater here in Manhattan, and I'm going to come out to your place for the weekend!
WNBC.
Now the Shaymets, shall we go round the roses at 5:26 with Vernon Witherby in the radio.
WNBC's Dynamite Dotson Duo. Listen closely. I Miss in the Morning, Cousin Brucey, and Vernon with a V will announce clues between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Clues that will lead you to the identity of WNBC's famous duo. A famous pair like Romeo and Juliet. We'll ask you to call WNBC and guess the identity of the duo. Your answer will be fed into WNBC's clear channel computer called Hazel. In an instant, the computer will tell us if your answer is correct. If it is, you win WNBC's Dynamite Dotson Duo. Two B210 automobiles. Listen to WNBC for clues. Then, call in to win.
WNBC.
On 66 WNBC, the Letterman, going out of my head.
I think I'm going out of my head.
City clouding up tonight. Low in the mid-60s, periods of rain likely Saturday with a high in the mid-70s. Let's see, about 7 chances in 10 of that rain. Sunday, mostly sunny and pleasant. Right now it's 416 with Vernon Witherby.
In WNBC's great $66,000 contest, here's another clue to the identity of WNBC's Dynamite Duo.
Okay, I can only give you this clue once. Records? They're into them, too.
WNBC.
417. Beach Baby by First Class with Vernon Witherby on the radio.
You can in WNBC's great $66,000 contest. A pair of Datsun B210 automobiles that we call the Dynamite Datsun Duo. Two cars for simply correctly identifying WNBC's famous pair. Your next clue and chance to win the Dynamite Datsun Duo is Monday with Imus in the Morning on 66 WNBC.
WNBC. Why do birds suddenly appear?
$6,000 contest. A pair of Datsun B210 automobiles that we call the Dynamite Datsun Duo. Two cars for simply correctly identifying WNBC's famous pair. Your next clue and chance to win the Dynamite Datsun Duo is Monday with Imus in the Morning on 66 WNBC.
Thank you, Radio City, Billy. Thank you.
Hey, Maria, here's a letter.
Last night, as I got home.
L.A. it was. Throughout his first year of command, General Washington had been evaluating his chief officers. One of the most highly respected men was Brigadier General Benedict Arnold, 35 years of age. He was a druggist and merchant sea captain who had come to Washington's attention when he combined the knowledge of both careers and was seen force-feeding a whale off the New Hampshire coast. Arnold ran away from home at 14 to fight in the French and Indian War, but failing to distinguish the French from the Indians, he returned only to be punished for running away. As punishment, his father forced young Ben to lie face down on an early American rug while his mother placed one foot on each ear for reading the Bill of Rights out loud. It cured young Benedict Arnold of running away from home, but it caused quite a problem in later years when he wanted his ears pierced. And that's the way it was many years ago. Huh. 441 on WNBC with Burnham with a V. Here's Paul Anka and Odia Coates getting it on again. There's nothing stronger than our love, Mama.
Win the Dynamite Datsun Duo by guessing WNBC's famous duo. Listen for clues that will lead you to the identity of a famous pair. When we tell you, call WNBC. Correctly identify the famous duo, and WNBC's clear channel computer called Hazel will tell you if you win.
Dynamite Datsun Duo.
Dynamite.
WNBC.
Dynamite. Hey, it's all right. And it stops morning at 6 a.m. at Imus. You're going to do it all right, boy, between 6 and 10 with clues and everything else for you to guess who the famous WNBC duo is, huh? Could win yourself a B210 automobile. That'd be super. 658 right now on WNBC. Boogie Pringle asking you our question of the day. Was Dusty Springfield condemned by the American Rifle Association?
Is furnished in exchange for promotional announcements. Void where prohibited. 66.
14.
Okay, thank you.
Hello.
Here's somebody. Here's your answer.
Hello. You call number 15, sir. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
You call number 16. Hello.
Hello, I'm in.
Call number 17, sir. Hello.
Hello.
You call number 18, sir. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you call number 19.
Hi, how are you? Is this Imus?
Yeah.
Hi, Imus. My name's Peter Grimm. I live in Stamford, Connecticut.
Yeah.
I was wondering, how about Nancy and Henry Kissinger?
Nancy?
The Kissingers, yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Kissinger.
Well, now look, I mean, I don't want to have to go through 9 changes with you.
Okay.
About what you want me to put in the computer, you know?
Yeah, right.
You got to tell me exactly what you want me to put in the computer. Our Flash and I are coming to your Connecticut home, and we're going to tear it up. Our Flash, we're going to tear it up.
Okay.
That's right.
Right.
Now what do you want to guess?
Nancy and Henry Kissinger.
Now you're sticking with that, right?
Right.
Don't be changing it on me.
I won't change it.
Why is the white boy trying to change it on me?
Yeah, we'll come over your house and shake him up.
You come over your house and shake you up, chump. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, you probably you want to talk to your old lady, understand what I'm saying?
Right, I got you.
All right, for posterity, repeat it one more time.
Nancy and Henry Kissinger.
All right, stand by, Peter Graham of Stamford, Connecticut. Dummy, program, old wimp. Guess yours into the... Hazel Time 3000, WNBC Clear Channel Computer. Here it goes.
Dynamite Datsun Duo.
Dynamite.
WNBC.
Peter, there ain't no way that's right, you know? Oh. Well, as a consolation prize, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets to see Marvin Gaye live in concert at Radio City Music Hall on October 14th. 2 tickets to see Marvin Gaye. Orleans.
Monday afternoon, Bob Vernon with a V took a call from Ron Cribier of Ridgewood, New Jersey, who guessed WNBC's Dynamite Dotson Duo as quotation marks.
I asked my wife the other night, and I just rattled off clues to her, and that's what she came up with the answer.
Mr. and Mrs. Ron Cribier of Ridgewood, New Jersey, are now the proud owners of two Datsun B210 automobiles for correctly identifying WNBC's Dynamite Duo. Two cars given away in less than 2 weeks, and it's just the beginning. Stay tuned for new prizes in WNBC's great $66,000 contest.
Dynamite Datsun Duo!
Dynamite!
WNBC!
Lakins, rocking and rolling on the radio. Let me tell you about the birds and the bees. 4:53.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees.
66 WNBC. Vernon with a
V. It's the Reflections, just like Romeo and Juliet. 4:06 with Vernon with a V.
Find a job tomorrow morning.
Our guest today on this 28th television anniversary of Meet the Press is the President of the United States, Gerald R. Ford. Interviewing the President are Bill Monroe of NBC News, James B. Reston of the New York Times, George F. Will of the National Review, and David S. Broder of the Washington Post. We'll continue the questions with Mr. Monroe.
Mr. President, you
started today on Meet the Press.
Larry, may I conclude by congratulating you on your 28 years of Meet the Press by television and your 30-year history of handling Meet the Press going back to the days of radio. It's been my privilege to be on this program. This is the seventh time. It's been a challenge. It's always been pleasant. It's been something that I've enjoyed, as I'm sure all other participants have. And we're all, those who have sat in this seat, deeply grateful for your contribution to the understanding of the problems and the people, and I thank you on behalf of all who have gone before me.
Well, thank you, Mr. President, for your very generous remarks.
You should have thanked the panel, too.
Thank you, Mr. President. You're a great experience. I'll tell you about next week's guest in just a minute after this message.
For a printed copy of today's interview, send 25 cents in coin and a stamp, self-addressed envelope to Merkle Press, Box 2111, Washington, D.C., 20013.
On Meet the Press, our guest will be Governor George Wallace of Alabama. And now a personal word. As you've heard, today is my last Meet the Press program as producer-moderator. After 28 years on television and even more on radio, I'm retiring from the program. Before I retire, I want to thank those of you in our audience who have supported the program over the years with both criticism and encouragement. I want also to thank our staff and technical crew who contributed so much and whose credits you will soon see. NBC has placed Meet the Press in capable hands. Bill Monroe will be executive producer and a regular member of the panel. He is a first-rate journalist with a well-earned reputation for fairness and responsibility. Betty Cole Ducard will be the producer. She has been my associate for 18 years and has contributed much to the success of Meet the Press. I commend them both to you. I may be back for an occasional guest appearance. Until then, this is Lawrence Bivags, saying thank you and goodbye for myself, for President Ford, and Meet the Press.
Alton area, this is News Center 97, WNWS-FM, New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of Midtown Manhattan, this is the Norman Knight Night Train Show.
66 WNBC. A little sip, put a little sip in your local mail.
don't know the zip code number. It's in your telephone book. But just before you send that letter, all you gotta do is
put a little sip on your crosstown letter. A little sip in your local mail.
In 1790, hardly anyone died of cancer. You know why? They died of something else first. Of diphtheria, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, lockjaw, and all sorts of other infections. In those days, the chances of living to age 10 were 1 in 5. Now those chances are 99 in 100, thanks in large part to the efforts of college-based research and college-trained minds. Diphtheria, scarlet fever, and tuberculosis have been almost wiped out. Penicillin and other wonder drugs have conquered the danger of infection. But we still need all the college-trained minds we can get, and all the new information college research can uncover, to help solve all the other problems that still threaten our country and the world. So give to the college of your choice now. Give generously, and perhaps again someday, hardly anyone will die of cancer. A public service announcement of this station and the Advertising Council.
Metropolitan area, this is News Center 97, WNWS-FM, New York.
Wrong, I'm sorry. Hi, this is Cousin Brucey. How many cows?
Nine.
Wrong. Cousin Brucey, how many cows?
Cousin Brucey, could it be 16?
No. Cousin Brucey, how many cows?
22.
Wrong.
Oh, ah.
Cousin Brucey, how many cows?
20.
What'd you say?
20.
20 cows? Are you sure of that?
Yes, sir.
What is your name?
Madeline Bigelet.
What is it?
Madeline Bigelet.
Madeline, where do you live?
In Brooklyn.
Madeline, are you sitting down?
No.
You better sit down.
Okay.
You? Madeline, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Madeline, you're the winner.
Really?
You won a cow.
Oh, my goodness.
Madeline, what are you going to do with a cow?
What do I do with a cow? Well, I got five pigs that were coming pretty handy.
You get the milk, huh?
Yeah, I hope.